Hey there, this is Rich Pav from HeroFlumJapan.com. It's 6:25 in the evening, and I'm just leaving to pick up my wife at work. Somebody had asked right after New Year's on the blog what the next holiday was in Japan. I said, I don't know. I usually find out the night before, which came true again. I found out last night that today, I think today's the 9th. Yeah, it is. Today is Coming of Age Day in Japan, which means it's the day where people who turn 20 this year celebrate turning 20, because when you're 20, you're an adult. You can, I think 20 is the age, no, it's not the age for driving. I think 18 is the age for driving. 20 is the age you can legally buy alcohol and tobacco, and you're considered an adult. So this is the day in Japan where you see a lot of young women walking around in kimono because they go to the temple to make wishes or whatever. And there's usually at the city hall, there's some sort of boring ceremony where they sit in an auditorium and listen to old men give speeches. And, well, they don't actually listen. There's a problem where they don't pay attention. And that always makes the news every year, where they're goofing off instead of listening. I guess, you know, years ago they didn't do that, but kids these days can't do a thing with them. Yeah, so this morning, when I took my wife to work, or after I took my wife to work, I was driving back. I did a podcast, and I started out saying, I just realized that the battery was weak on my iRiver. It didn't even have a bar, and I didn't know how long it would last. So about, I don't know, 5 minutes into it, I checked to make sure it was still running, and it was. And I got home and found out that the iRiver crapped out after, like, right after I checked the battery. And it was another one of those podcasts where I was really, you know, on a roll. It was really coming out well. And it's like some sort of quantum theory thing where if, even though I don't realize that it's not recording, I don't know, there's something in me that realizes it's not recording, and I do a better podcast when I'm not recording, it seems like. Either that, or I'm like that cartoon frog that only sings show tunes when nobody's watching. So I did a really good podcast, and I've got, I don't know, almost 5 minutes of it. I don't think I'll use it. Right. So what the heck did I talk about this morning? Oh, I don't remember. Oh, over the weekend. Sunday, yesterday. The kids and I had a full day out of the house excursions. We don't usually leave the house much when I have off, because I'm just too tired. And the kids play video games all day. And I can say that because their mother doesn't listen to the podcast. She only wants them to play 2 hours a day, but they play more than 2 hours a day on the weekends. I could care less. So yesterday, we started off, we went to an onsen, which is sort of like an indoor pool, public bath, a hot tub, hot spring kind of place. So for 600 yen, you can swim in the pool all day. And they have a pretty nice indoor pool that around the perimeter of the pool, they have different little stations where you can sit and have water shoot up your butt or on your feet, or there's like a fountain that shoots water on your back to massage your back. In the middle of the pool, there's a big round fountain, and the water spills over the round part of the fountain and makes a little room under it that has walls of water, and the kids like to play in that. And there's a lap pool and a hot tub with a cold tub right next to it. The last time, not yesterday, but the time before that, when I went there with the whole family, Tony, Andy, and I were seeing how many times we could jump in the cold pool. And that water is cold. It's like the temperature of water that comes out of your refrigerator water bottle. So we would go in there and go up to our necks in the water, screaming like little girlies, and then jump out and then go in the hot water and then do it over and over and over and over again. I think we did it like, I don't know, 15, 20 times. The first time it's really painful, and then after that it gets easier. The first time it feels like you're gonna have a heart attack. And then so we took a bath in the bath place and soaked in the tubs. They have tubs that are outdoors and indoors. And after that, there was this new ramen restaurant in Koga that looked nice. So we decided to go there, and it turned out to be a Chinese ramen restaurant with very, very spicy food. And I thought that they would have something not spicy on the menu. They didn't. And so we had a tantan men, which is, it's sort of like ramen, but much more spicy. And I asked the waitress if they could make it not so spicy, or if they had something not spicy in the menu. She said no, but if you put soy sauce in it or vinegar in it, you can make it less spicy. So we tried it, and the kids, you know, I got one bowl of tantan men and split it up between the kids. And they were in pain eating this stuff, these noodles. They were making all kinds of faces and drinking glass after glass of water, just down in the water. Andy had taken a box of wet wipes from the car and brought it in the restaurant, and he was pulling one wet wipe out after the other, wiping his tongue off because it was so hot. And I videotaped it all, everything that we did yesterday, so I'll try to get that out. And then after we had the painful lunch, I also ordered fried chicken for them and gyoza. I guess they're called pot stickers in the U.S. And they liked those a lot. So they said they enjoyed the lunch, even though it was very spicy. And after that, we went to Tsuribori. What Tsuribori is, it's indoor fishing. There's, I guess if you imagine a small warehouse, a Japanese-sized warehouse, not an American-sized warehouse, it's like 17 football fields big. A Japanese warehouse is sort of like, think about, it's probably like the size of a four-car garage, maybe. And in there, there's a tank in the middle that's maybe about the size of two or three cars. And in the tank, that's about, I'm about 6'4", so it's up to maybe the middle of my waist. That's how high the tank is. And the tank is full of black water, so that you can't see the bottom of the tank. You can't see the fish in the tank. You can only see the fish in the tank if they're up at the top of the water. And for 600 yen, you rent a fishing rod, and you get a cup of maggots for bait. And you get to fish as much as you want for 600 yen. You get a basin, you take a basin, you fill it full of water, and you put the fish that you catch in there. And at the end of your time, the guy that owns the place counts the fish, and you get points. And for small fish, you get 1 point. For big fish, you get 5 points. I might have talked about this before. I think I remember saying something about the 5 point fish. Or that might have been one of the podcasts that I recorded and never put out because I didn't like it. I do that a lot, actually. Not recently, though. And with those points, you can buy fish that you can put in a fish tank and take home. You used to be able to take the fish home that you caught, but about a year or two ago, they stopped doing that. I don't know, I guess they were running out of fish. And they're pretty big fish. I mean, they're either large goldfish that you catch or carp, koi. So they're not fish that you eat. There are places elsewhere you can eat the fish that you catch. They tend to be more expensive, though. And we've done that, too. So, yeah, that was a fun-filled day yesterday. And I, like I said, I videotaped it all. And I'm trying to use something else today to edit the video. I'm not having much luck with Windows Movie Maker. I burnt all of the videos that I've taken so far to DVD day before yesterday. And I looked at the DVD, and all of the movies that have... Oh, you bastard, cut in front of me. All of the movies that have subtitles in them, when you look at the clip that has that subtitled, you can tell that the quality of the video has been downgraded simply by adding the subtitles. And also there's that problem of the static sound, like the burst of white noise in the left channel when I put two clips together in an edit, or when I add the subtitling. So I'm gonna ditch Windows Movie Maker, and I just downloaded a trial version of ULEED's Video. What the heck is it called? Video Studio 9. I'm going through the manual right now to figure it out. Give that a try. So if that works, I'll probably buy it for $99. It's another. God damn, I'm really putting a lot of money into this. So I'm going to give that a try. It's a 30-day trial. And a lot of people have been recommending that I go to Mac, which I would really like to do. It would be great if I could afford a Mac that runs OS X, and either iMovie or, oh, God forbid, I'm going to pay for Final Cut. That's probably the price of a computer, isn't it? Well, iMovie would be good. I used to use iMovie when I was using Mac OS 9, and I liked it a lot. But I killed my Mac probably about a year and a half ago. When I put together, I bought the parts for a PC and I put it together myself. And I wanted to use a graphics card instead of the onboard graphics for the motherboard. So I took the graphics card out of my Mac and I stuck it in the PC. It didn't work. So I put it back in the Mac, and when I turned the Mac on again, it fried the motherboard for some reason. I don't know why. This guy doesn't have his lights on. Turn your lights on. Turn your lights on. You don't understand. He doesn't understand the international signal for turn your lights on. Yeah, so there's a rumor I saw today on Dig.com that Apple might introduce some inexpensive PCs either this week or next week, or inexpensive laptops either this week or next week. So if they're inexpensive enough, I might think about getting it. Because if I buy another PC now, I'm going to have to buy one that is powerful enough to run Windows Vista, because it wouldn't make any sense to... Well, what I would like to do is buy just used parts and put one together and use it cheaply, and just have a PC that's fast enough to... Oh, it's my wife on the phone. That's fast enough to do video editing. But if I'm going to spend that much money, I might as well buy something that has... it's not going to be obsolete in the next 6 months. What is my wife's problem? I'm coming for you. Hang on, I got to answer this call. Mosh mosh. Huh? Ima doko? Huh?
Ima
aruiteru.
Aruiteru.
Ima doko? Ima kutsuya-san no tokoro. Foot park.
Kutsuya-san no tokoro.
そうですね、釣り具のところ。
歩いてます。
ああ、わかった。はい、じゃあね。Okay, my wife said she's walking home towards me, so I gotta keep an eye on her. Eye out for her as I'm going. So what the heck was the other thing I talked about? I did a whole really good podcast this morning, now I can't remember what I talked about. Ah.There was one more thing I talked about. Ah, whatever. I know what it was. I guess I'm starting to understand the attraction to amateur podcasts and why some people like amateur podcasts more than like professional ones. It's kind of like porn. You've got your I don't know, what's it called, professional porn, and you've got amateur porn, and some people find the amateur porn more interesting because it just seems more real. And you've got good amateur porn, you've got bad amateur porn. And I see my own podcast as, you know, fat woman with saggy tits and cottage cheese ass doing disgusting things you wouldn't want anybody to watch. And then, you know, some other people see my podcast as, you know, hot MILF porn. And it's just a matter of taste, I guess. There are professional podcasts that I really like. I'm really glad that Nightline has their podcast, even though it's just, you know, their recycled nightly program. Because I live in Japan, there's no way I can watch that otherwise, and it's really great to be able to listen to that news. And you can only take so much NPR. I mean, I can listen to NPR in small doses, but after a while, it just makes you fall asleep, I guess. So I don't listen to people who ramble. I just can't stand it. Just listen to these people rambling. It's like, get to the fucking point already, will you? So that's why I don't like listening to my own podcast. But anyway. Oh, that was my wife. Ah, shoot. I overshot her. Okay, well, she's getting in the car, so I got to turn this off now. She's running back to the car. All right, so that's the end of it.